Hello and welcome to the podcast, An Overview of English Literature, the perfect place for book lovers and enthusiasts of the classics of English literature. My name is Dr. Fernanda Moura. I'm a literary scholar, English literature teacher, passionate about 19th century literature, founder of Books and Culture, where I offer online literature courses and workshops. And this is episode 49 of the podcast, entitled Charles Dickens, Victorian Literature, and Christmas. Today, the literary star of our podcast is one of the greatest names of Victorian literature. In fact, we could arguably say he is synonymous with Victorian literature, the great Charles Dickens. When December gets close and the Christmas holiday spirit begins to invoke its power, it's almost impossible not to think about Dickens, the man who rescued and reinvented Christmas for the English and whose influence is felt all around the globe. But this is a subject for later on today. In fact, if you're interested to know more about the magical connection between Dickens and Christmas, there is a new online course and a literary workshop coming soon to Books and Culture. Follow me on Instagram at books.and.culture to know more, or check the website booksandculture.club. So let's talk about Charles Dickens and his literary career. Dickens is widely regarded as one of the greatest novelists of the 19th century and created some of the world's best-known fictional characters. The English novelist Anthony Trollope wrote that, and I quote, "No other writer except Shakespeare has left so many characters which are known by their names familiarly as household words." End of quote. And this is so true. Even if you've never read Dickens, you may well be familiar with Oliver Twist, Ebenezer Scrooge, Miss Havisham, Fagin, Samuel Pickwick, Abel Magwitch, and so many unforgettable characters. Dickens was born on February 7th, 1812, in Portsmouth, England. He was one of eight children, so they were a big family. His father, John Dickens, was constantly in debt, which caused his family to move around a lot to increasingly poor lodgings. When Dickens was 12 years old, his father was sent to Marshalsea Prison for debt, and his mother and siblings accompanied him there. Charles stayed behind. He lived on his own and worked in a blacking warehouse to support himself. Dickens would never forget his working childhood, a theme he would explore in his fiction in an attempt to direct political attention to this social problem. After a short period at school, Dickens began work as a junior legal clerk when he was 15, and 1.5 years later, he began his career as a freelance journalist. He gained recognition with his serialized sketches and short stories, a selection of which was published in the collection Sketches by Boz in 1836, when he was 24 years old. Boz was the pseudonym he used when writing in the beginning of his career. His first novel, The Pickwick Papers, was published in 1837 and gained immense popularity. This novel also set forth the manner of publication that would render Dickens famous, and which would allow him to establish a close relationship with his readers. Serialized publication refers to the release of a work, such as a novel or story, in sequential installments or parts, rather than as a complete standalone piece. Authors would release their works in serialized form in magazines, newspapers, or other periodicals, and readers would eagerly anticipate the publication of the following installment. They would end with instances that would pique the reader's curiosity, the so-called cliffhangers. It's a lot like television series or soap operas nowadays. Dickens went on to write several successful novels in installments, including Oliver Twist, Nicholas Nickleby, The Old Curiosity Shop, and David Copperfield. These novels often depicted the harsh realities of life in Victorian England, addressing social issues such as poverty, child labor, and the plight of the working class. Dickens continued to use his novels as a medium for social commentary in his subsequent publications. Bleak House, for instance, highlighted the flaws in the legal system, while Hard Times criticized the dehumanizing effects of industrialization, and Little Dorrit explored themes of wealth and class. Dickens entered a new phase in his career with the publication of A Tale of Two Cities in 1859, set against the backdrop of the French Revolution. Great Expectations and Our Mutual Friend followed, further establishing his reputation as a master storyteller. In the later years of his career, Dickens began giving public readings of his works, both in England and abroad. These readings were immensely popular and contributed to his fame. However, the strain of these performances, coupled with his extensive writing commitments, took a toll on his health and may have contributed to his early death at 58 years of age. Now let's talk about the relationship between Dickens and Christmas, a combination of two of my favorite things. Charles Dickens and Christmas are closely associated, thanks in large part to Dickens' novella, A Christmas Carol, which has become one of the most beloved and enduring Christmas stories of all time. I'm sure you've either read it, watched an adaptation of it, or at least heard of it before. It was published in 1843 and follows the character Ebenezer Scrooge, a miserly old man who undergoes a transformation after being visited by the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas yet to come. The tale emphasizes themes of generosity, compassion, and the spirit of Christmas. Dickens wrote the story with the intention of inspiring a revival of the Christmas spirit and encouraging readers to be more charitable and mindful of the less fortunate. And he was successful with that. In addition to A Christmas Carol, Dickens wrote other four Christmas books and several Christmas stories, which he published in his magazines Household Words and All the Year Round. His second Christmas book is called The Chimes, a goblin story of some bells that rang an old year out and a new year in. This is the book we'll read and discuss together in the Books and Culture December Literary Workshop called Charles Dickens and Christmas. We'll meet live on two Saturdays, 9 and 16 December at 11 o'clock a.m. Central European Time. We'll talk about Charles Dickens' writing career, his role in the celebration of Christmas, and the production and reception of The Chimes, as well as explore the themes and the impact of this story. Want to join us? Sign up via the website booksandculture.club. And remember that if you cannot join live, these sessions will be recorded and you can watch them at your convenience. Now, there is so much more to talk about when the topic is Charles Dickens and Christmas that I created a new online course, one that encapsulates the magic of Christmas holiday traditions prior and after Dickens, Dickens' relationship with Christmas, what led him to write Christmas stories, how Christmas celebrations changed in England with the arrival of the German Queen Charlotte, Dickens' Christmas books and his Christmas stories, and much more. It's a magical literary journey to celebrate the holiday spirit. But this is a warning. This course will only be available for purchase in December, so don't miss this chance. So here we are. I hope you've enjoyed to know more about the writing career of Charles Dickens, his manner of publication, and his relationship with Christmas. I hope it inspires you to cherish the holiday spirit and to be kind and generous to one another. Stay tuned and until the next stop in our journey through English literature.